Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We were trying to figure out what the difference between a neder that comes into the hands of the gabbai, the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, or it doesn't. If amirasa legavokam sirasa lahedja, what's the difference? The Rashba says there's a difference. So we discussed at length in the previous shiur, Shitas HaShach. We already saw in a flow, so now we'll continue. It says, Marena Barbeno Hagon Rabbi Abzatzal, to explain the Rashba, who distinguishes between Kodim Shabali De Gizbar, before the Hekdesh comes into the hands of the treasure, and after, as follows. The Rashba writes, Shalo Amru Kimisiro Mamish, Elin in Knia Bovad Lios Amira Gomeres Behekdesh, Kmoshe Gomeres Hamisiro Hamashich Alehedya. That it's Mesira, when we say Amirasa Lekavot, it's only Kimesira Lehedya, it's not Mesira Mamish. Rather, it's just a Knia. That the Amira is Gomeres Behekdesh, just like Mesira is, or Meshicha Behediot. In other words, Amira Lehekdesh is not Mesira, but rather it's Kimesira. Rakla inyan gmar hachalois, like he says, elinyan knia bovad liosa amira gomeres behekdesh. So it's a gmar chalos, just like mesira lahediot concludes the chalos hakna, it activates the transaction. So to amira lahekdesh, gomeres is chalos hahekdesh. So the chalos hekdesh is concluded when one does the amira. And so based on that, we could be mechalik between before it comes into the hands of the gizbar and after it comes to the hands of the gizbar. After it comes into the hands of the gizbar, Hekdesh gets all the monetary rights, mitzad hakedusha, as we explained in the previous shir. Before the mesira leada gizbar, even though there's already a gmar chalos hakedusha ba'amiraso legavoa, u'mitzad hakedusha, selikt munach, Shahaschuyot mamon yula hekdesh, that the monetary rights go to hekdesh. Nevertheless, that's only an inyan shebekoach. But befoal, hekdesh is not zoche in the rights of the mamon until it's nimser liyad hagizbor. And that's because the schuyos mamon are not acquired befoal al yidei haamira, since it's not mesira. It's just a neder of kedusha, and the amira is a siba and a koach that hekdesh should have schuyos mamon. But in order that hekdesh should have schuyos mamon befoal, we require that the object should actually become, should actually go into the rishus mamon of hekdesh, and that's only done by mesira liyad gizbo shu kinyan v'achnasa l'rishus mamon shel hekdesh. So what we have here is that before it comes into the hands of the gizbar, it's already holy. After it comes into the hands of the gizbar, then an actual kinyan mammon is made. Before it comes into the hands of the gizbar, it is potentially the mammonus of hekdesh, but not yet. The amir is a siba and a koach that ultimately hekdesh should have schuyos mammon. But until it actually comes into the hands of hekdesh, the schus mamon doesn't yet come into effect. And with this we can understand the chiluk l'gabei she'ela, that before it comes into the hands of the gizbar, hekdesh doesn't have schuyos mamon befoal, and befoal all we have is kedusha mikoach haneder, and therefore one can do she'ela, one can uproot the hekdesh. After it comes into the hands of the gizbar, then hekdesh has all the schuyos mamon befoal, and because of that she'ela is not effective, because she'ela is only effective on the inyan of the neder and not on the inyan of the mamon. So again, the mamonus applies in potential from the get-go after the hakdasha, even before it comes into the gizbar, but befoal in practice only after it comes into the hands of the gizbar is there a chalos mammon that it's considered the mumminess of Hekdesh. So therefore one can uproot it until it comes into the hands of the Gizbar, because befall it's not mumminess of Hekdesh yet, it's just Kedusha, and the Kedusha has the right to uproot. So based on this, we can understand the Ritva in Bava Metzia, Sarav Kuk Bava Metzia, Dafnun Zayin Amud Aleph Divra Maskel B'de Shmuel Kamifligi. And that it says there, that according to one man, the Amar, that Shmuel says that Hekdesh Mana, a Hekdesh that's worth a Mana, that you're a Mechalal on a Shavu Pruta, it's Mechulal even Lechatchila. That even Lechatchila, the Hekdesh is Mechulal when you're a Mechalal, the Hekdesh Shavu Mana al Shavu Pruta. And on this, the Ritva writes, Umar Savar Afil Lechatchila, Tzmiya Mil Seichav Shalom Mishi Lemebat Hachid Lechalil Bezman Shbisa Mikdash Kaim Delekach Haksiv Chitem Verkach HaKol Du Sagi Deleyavad Erech Lebem Aschulin Vatanan De Akdash Esbain and Tisha Bekoin Kedei Lashuma Miofe Tirei Tarab El Chonon De Hosem Behekdesh Shabo Kvar Liad Gizbor Rotu Balim Lufdoso Vahodo Hocha Behekdesh Shu Adayin Birshus Bailim ובואים ביילים לחללו, ותדעת כמה לא מדקת שבא ליד גזבור, אין בו שאלה, ולבקת שלא בא ליד גזבור, יש בו שאלה הוציאו לחול. And says the Ritva that one opinion holds even לחתחילה, and he says it's a wonder. How is it possible to be מתיר לחתחילה בזמן שבייס המקדש קיים to redeem something with a lot less than the value? It's worth the money and you're redeeming with a pruta. It says ערכך. It says according to its value. And if you're going to say Erkecha Koldehu is enough, well, why does it say that on Akdashus you require Tisha V'Kohen in order to make the proper assessment? So what's Pshat? How can you say Lechatchila you can be Poda B'Pruta when it's worth a money? So Rebbe Elchanan, there are two famous Rebbe Elchanans, one less famous. There's the Rishon Rebbe Elchanan, who's quoted a lot. And then there's Rebbe Elchanan Vasserman, the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Rashi Mibranovich. And then there's yours truly, who's just has the same name, but unfortunately I'm the less than the dust of the earth compared to them. But I still get excited when I hear the name. What can I say? So Rebbe Elchanan answers that there, Behekdesh Shebali Ad Gizbor, there Hekdesh already came into the hands of the Gizbor and the Bailim want to redeem it. And here we're talking about Hekdesh that's still Bershus Bailim. So when do you have to give the value Lechatchila? When it's already in the hands of the Gizbor. But when it's still not in the hands of the Gizbor, it's still Bershus Bailim, and the Bailim come to be Mechalil, the Bailim come to redeem it, then he can be pulled even on a Pruta. And you should know this is true. We paskin that Hekdesh Baliad Gizbor has no She'ela. Hekdesh that isn't Baliad Gizbor has She'ela, and you can be Motzi Lechulin. Ad kan mi divrei haritva. So it's mashmer from the ritva that legabe lechatchila liftos shava mana al shava pruta. There's a chilik between kodem shebaliyad gizbar and after baliyad gizbar. Before it comes in the hands of the gizbar lechatchila, you can be poda, and afterwards it's aser lechatchila. But b'diyevet, it's effective to be poda shava mana al shava pruta even after it comes into the hands of the gizbar. But we have to understand the gather of this chiluk. Kederech HaRishonim, that a lot of times they're so same and not mefarish, and that's the job of the Acharonim to try to figure out what's this chiluk between before it's Bali Dei Gizbar and after it's Bali Dei Gizbar. That before it's Bali Dei Gizbar, you can be poda lechatchila shavamon al shavapruta, and after it perhaps comes into the hands of the treasure, you can no longer do so. Aval lefi dvareinu anachem mivinim heitev she'achar shebali yad gizbar. Yesh lehekdesh kol zchuyot hamamon shel hachefetz befoal. After it comes into the hands of the gizbar, hekdesh has all the zchuyos mamon of the object befoal. And then the chilul is even legabi the mamon. The chilul is even legabi the mamonis. And since you're being mechalil, the mominus, after it comes in the hands of the gizbar, the mominus belongs to Hekdesh. Monetarily, it belongs to Hekdesh. Therefore, we say there's a din lechatchila, because it says, Irkecha sheyechalil kefi shavius hamomen, that you should redeem it according to the value of the money, and not what it's worth, and not shav mone al shav pruta. Ma sheinken kodim shebo liyad gizbar, before it comes into the hands of the Gizbar, is a different din. Hekdesh has no schuyas mum befoal. Aybazoi, the chil is misyachi sirak el hakdusha velo el hamamin. After it comes into the hands of the Gizbar, ain lehekdesh schuyas mumin befoal. And therefore, all you're doing is you're being mechal of the kedusha. So what do we care if you're mechal of the kedusha and a sheva pruta? Be mechal of the kedusha, whatever you want. There's no din lechatchila on being podik if yishavius hamamon according to its value, because you're only being podik the kedusha, because the mamon is befoal. Monetarily, it has not yet practically been transferred to the property of hekdesh. So that's before it comes down to the Gizbar. Afterwards, then already the Hekdesh has the Mominus. If the Hekdesh has the Mominus, you need to be Poter Lefi Ashavius. Now we see in the Tshuvas of the Rav Bezalel that we quoted in the previous shir, so we have the Shach bringing the Tshuvas HaRashba, bringing a Rabbeinu Bezalel, not the same one who built the Mishkan. So the Mokor of this din of the Rashba, that Behekte Shach HaShaboliyad Gizbar, you can't be Shoel, that after it comes into the hands of the Gizbar, Sheela is no longer possible, is a Sugya Nidorim on page 59a. There we see that by Truma, Dafka l'fnei shebo liyad koin yochol lihishoel, aval achar shebo liyad koin eino yochol lihishoel. We see that by Truma. So says the Rashba, the same would apply to Hekdesh, that koidim shebo liyad gizbor efshar lihishoel, and after it comes into the hands of the gizbor, you can no longer uproot it, just like Truma before it comes into the hands of the koin. You could be shoel on the Truma, and after it comes into the hands of the coin, this is tzishpeit, as they say in Spanish, it's too late. However, the geder of truma, koidim shebo liyad coin, there's a machlokas rishon, and we see in Chulin, on page 130b, Omer Rav Chizda, hamazik matnus kuhuna usheochlan, potul lishalem. If one is mazik, matnus kuhuna, or he eats them, he doesn't have to pay my time. Iba yaseima dechsiv ze, viba yaseima mishum dehavale mom and shein lo tovim. So what does the second teretz mean? Rashi says, ein lo bailim she yuchlu litboa bedin shu yochel loimar lo lakoyin acher ani noisein veloin lacha ani noisein velo lacha. That there's no bailim who could be toveya this truma. If you're mazik matnes kahuna, or you eat them, who's the kohen that's going to come and be toveyed from you and demand it? A kohen come and say, hey, that was mine. You say, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Kohen, I was planning to give it to Mr. Katz. So he's got no, there's no bailim, and therefore there's no tviyev, no one to pay. V'halder ze pirshu atosvis. Vika ben hani trei lishni da lishni dein lo tov niden yochol lo tov v'dayonin b'din eshmaim yimachayv v'lishna kam v'darish lehmi v'zeh afilu v'din eshmaim lami lo mechayv. So if you darish in it from a pasuk, even din eshmaim yinat chayv, but if you darish in it from the tam of ein lo tovim, that it's a moment she ein lo tovim, according to that reason, then b'din eshmaim you have a taina. First reason is zeh, since it says zeh, so then we darshan only when it's kayim, only when it exists. But when it doesn't exist, then you're not chayiv anymore. Akopanim afterwards, when it no longer exists, you're not chayiv. So that's even b'dinei shemayim, Tosa says. But if the reason is because ain't lo tovim, so you have no tovim b'dinei shemayim, b'dinei adam. But b'dinei shemayim, mi amachayiv. So that's Rashi and Tosfos. However, the Ran and the Rif argues, and he says, "Umash medahachi kamer kerev the manas kuna mamet shein latov munahit lechi yitzniu beinayu mechayiv mishum mitzvah ki lesnayu beinayu ein kan mitzvah veloy din momen hilkoch potu legamrei Fikach nirli da filu bebo lotzei si de ishamayim potur velo nischav li mashkas hu atoises kem lo potur lo elam shev le mom shen lo tov bo lotzei si de ishamayim chayiv. So the Ran and the Rif argues and he holds, no, since matnes kun is mom shen lo tovim, it's true that when it is in extent, person's chayiv mishum mitzvah, he has to give it to the kohen, but when it's not around anymore, there's no mitzvah, there's no din moment, and therefore he's pater legamrei. And even then, and according to this, even if it's balatzis yidei shemayim, he's pater. He doesn't agree with Tosfos. So he sees a machlokas Rashi Tosfos against the Ran. What's the din of truma before it's given to the kohen? The Ran holds they're just a mitzvah of nesina, and therefore the Ran explains that moment she'ein lo tovim. When it's not around, a moment that doesn't have a din tovim, when it's not around, there's no mitzvah and there's no din moment, and therefore he's pater legamrei afilu latzis yidei shamayim. There's a mitzvah of nesina, and therefore he explains, what does it mean moment she'ein lo tovim? Moment she'ein lo din tovim. There's no din that anybody is toveit, that anybody is. There's no mitzvah, there's no din momen when it's not around, and therefore he's potur afilu latzis yidei shamayim. But Rashi and Tosfos held that even the fnei nesina lekohen, there's a shinui in the moment of truma that it becomes moment hashevet. Because of that, they explain that moment she'ein lo tovin haynu sheyochol elitchos kol kohen. You could be doich any kohen, and you can say, I'm going to give it to a different kohen and not to you. But latzis yidei shamayim you have to give because you're a mazik moment hashevet. That before it comes to the hands of the Kohen, the din moment of the Truma hasn't been changed. So we understand that you could be Shoel before it comes to the hands of the Kohen. But Lashitas Rashi Vatosis, Shekodim Shebaliat Kohen, Havikvar Moman Hashevet, and there's a Shinui in the din moment of the Truma, even though it hasn't yet come into the hands of the Kohen. How are you Shoel on Truma, even if it didn't come into the hands of the Kohen? Sheil is not effective if there's a change, if there's been an alteration in the din moment of the Chayfetz. Just like we explained earlier, that if it's Baliyad Gizbor, you can't do Sheila because now it's Mominus of Hekdesh. So here it's Mominus of the Kohanim. So if it's Mominus of the Kohanim, how are you allowed to... Mominus of the Kohanim, how are you allowed to be Shoel on it, on the Truma, even before it comes into the hands of the Kohen? It's considered already Mamon HaShevet. And therefore, Baba Latzis Yidei Shemayim, you should pay it. So it would appear that the Pshat is that the Rashi and Tosfos hold that Truma is a Cheftza of Mamon HaShevet. However, it's not a chalos moment shel kol haTorah, rather it's a din mechudish of truma on matnas kahuna. Because mitzad din moment shel kol haTorah, im hayashayich lashevet, as hayashayich lekol hashevet. Midin Torah, if it was shayich to the tribe, and it's shayich to the whole tribe, and everybody would be a shutif. And then it wouldn't be shayich that anybody could be zocher, that it should be completely his. Because how could it be mafkia? How could he remove the chelek of the other shutfin? So it's muchach that the din momen of momen hashevet is a din mechudish of matnes kahuna. And this din momen shebo, who should tzarech liskayim hadin shel matnes kahuna. And since the din matnes kahuna is that it's shayach to the whole tribe, and when one is zoche in this mammon, he gets to keep the whole thing. Therefore, that's the din of this din mammon, that everybody could be zoche bekula. So it's a unique din, legabe matnes kahuna, that even though it's mammon hashevet, nevertheless, when you give it to a specific kohen, it's kulo his, it's completely his. And therefore, we understand how it's shayach shelal truma kodesh shabal yad kohen, since the din momen of momen hashevet is a din momen mechudash shel truma matnes kahuna, so the din momen is part of the etzem chalos hatruma shumikoach neder velo toitzom imenu. ועל כן אין הדין ממון סתיר לשאלה. זה הדין ממון גוף הוא חלק מחלוס התרומה שמכוח הנדר ששייך לשאול עליו. So since this is a new, this is a unique din, that it's ממון השבט, and in the end, even one person can be zochen this ממון השבט. So it's a unique din. So this din ממון is part of the etzem chalos haTruma. Part of the etzem chalos Truma is this special din ממון. So therefore it comes out that it's part of the neder. It's mikoach haneder. It's not just the outcome of the neder. It's part and parcel of the neder. And therefore the din ממון is not a stira to she'ela. Because the din ממון gufa is part of the chalos Truma shemikoach neder she'shayich l'shol alav. So when can't you be shoel? When there's a change in ממון, when this change in the ממונus is an outcome of a neder. So there would be a neder, and then because of that neder, there is a change in the ממונus. There she'ela is not possible. But here the she'ela is not, the din ממון is not an outcome of the neder, it's part and parcel of the etzem chalos hatshuma. And on the etzem chalos hatshuma there's she'ela. This din ממון is part of the etzem chalos hatshuma, which is mikoach haneder v'lo totza mimenu. And therefore the din ממון is not a stira to she'ela. Because the din ממון is part of the chalos hatshuma, shemikoach haneder. And that you could be shoel on. We know that one can be shoel on a neder. But if there's an outcome that prevents it, like there's a shinui in the ממונus, then you couldn't be shoel. But here it's not an outcome. Here it's a din mechudesh of ממון, that even though it belongs to the entire tribe, nevertheless one person's allowed to keep the whole thing. So you see it's a din mechudesh. So this din mechudesh means that part and parcel of the chalos hatruma is this din ממון, that it's ממון hashevet. So since it's part and parcel of the chalos hatruma, she'ela is shayach, just like it's shayach on the yikr neder, so too it's shayach on she'ela is shayach, even though it belongs to the whole shevet, because this that it belongs, this din ממון that it belongs to the whole shevet is part and parcel of the etzem chalos hatruma, because this is a din mechudesh that applies only to truma, only to matnas kahuna. So just like you could be shoel on the etzem neder, you can also be shoel on the you could be shoel on the etzem neder, and you can also be shoel on the, despite the fact that the ממונus has, it belongs to the whole shevet. Because that is not an outcome, that's not an outgrowth of the neder, that's the actual neder, that's the actual truma. So it's part and parcel of the etzem chalos truma. So just like you could be shoel on truma, you could be shoel despite the fact that it now belongs to the whole shevet, because this that it belongs to the whole shevet is not an outgrowth. If it was an outgrowth, oh, there's a change in ממונus, you can't be shoel. But here it's part and parcel of the neder. And just like you could be shoel on shumas, you could be shoel despite the fact that it belongs to the whole shevet. If it was a regular din of ממונus, then you would have the neder, and then you have, after the neder is an outgrowth, now there's a change in ממונus, you wouldn't be able to be shoel on that anymore. But here it's not an outgrowth, this part and parcel of the neder, which you're allowed to be shoel on. I hope that's clear. Nevertheless, according to this, even according to this, there's a chi of nezik and ladas Rashi v'atosus, that even though it's a din ממון mechudash, nevertheless, since sof nishtane din ממון shel achevtze, now the ממון is ממון hashevet, there's going to be a chi of nezikin. Ma'ashenken legabe hekdesh achach shabal yad gizbar lo mahan yesheila, because even the schuyas ממון that hekdesh have in the chevet are a totsah of the kedusha, like we explained. Nevertheless, the schuyas ממון that Hekdesh has is an Inyan ממון shel kol haTorah, and therefore the Zechuyas ממון aren't part of the shame and the Inyan of Hekdesh, rather it's an Inyan b'fnei atzma that comes in outgrowth, as an outcome, as a Toitzah. And therefore the Zechuyas ממון of Hekdesh are a stira to the din of She'ela. She'ela is only Shaykh on the Etzema Hekdesh, like before, She'ela is only Shaykh on the Etzema Truma, the Etzema Neder. But here it isn't the Etzema Hekdesh. Now the din ממון, now that it's going into by Hekdesh, now that it's the Zechuyas ממון are going to Hekdesh as an outgrowth of the neder, and on that there's no she'ela anymore. So that's the difference between Kodem Shebali Yad Gizbar and after it's Bali Yad Gizbar. After it's Bali Yad Gizbar, so then it's already it's Mamon Hekdesh, and that you can't mess with. Now there's been a change in Mamonis, that's an outgrowth of the Nether. But before it's Bali Yad Gizbar, before there's no change in Mamonis, so you could be Shoah. And now we also understand that that Staka Ad Shebali Yad Gizbar Yochel Lishanos, but Shebali Yad Gizbar and a Yochel Lishanos. Even according to the most Rishonim, even by Staka we say, Ami Rasul Gaboka, Misi Rasul Hedyot, Dami, nevertheless, no better than Hekdesh itself, that we explained in the Rashba, that even though Nigmal Chaloisa Hekdesh Bamiraso Greido Mitzadak Dusha Munach Shaschuyas Mamon Yula Hekdesh, that there's a complete Chalos Hekdesh just with Amira alone. And Mitzadak Kedusha, it already encapsulates that the Schuyas Mamon will eventually go to Hekdesh. Nevertheless, Befoal, that's just in potential. Befoal, Hekdesh isn't Zoch in the Schuyas Mamon until there's Mesiro Liat Gizbar. And then there's a kinyan v'achnasa l'rishus mamon shel hekdesh. So the same thing applies to tztaka. When a person makes a neder l'tztaka, we say amirosoi l'gavoa kimesiroso lehediot domi umiyad nigmar chalois de neder tztaka. And the mos are chal chefts of tztaka, and therefore they should belong to the aniyim. But before lein laniyim od zchuyas mamon. So there's already a chalais din mamon, a chalais din staka before it comes in the hands of the gizbar. But the mamon is before this chus mamon that the aniyim have in the staka is only after it comes into the hands of the gizbar. So then there's a kinyan that's effective even for a regular person, and there's a kinyan v'achnasa l'rishus mamon shel aniyim, and therefore it depends. Ad shebali yad gizbar yochol l'shanosa. Yes, Gemara says in Erech and Vav that you can change it and use it for your own purposes and repay afterwards. Since the aniyim don't yet have a schus moment before the din moment bailim hasn't changed, therefore you can change it, you can use it for your own purposes. Mashen kein, after it comes into the hands of the gizbor, then the aniyim have a schus moment before, and memela there's different bailim, and once there's new bailis on this moment, the original owner can no longer change its use. And now we can understand the Lashon of Rabbeinu Chaim that we quoted in the first shiur at the beginning, that the ikul schiyas ha'aniyim b'dinei mamnus lo yishayach klal l'din b'ficha zu tztaka, that the aniyim don't get the money just when he offers it, just when he's misnadev the money, when he verbalizes it b'ficha zu tztaka, that he makes a he obligates him to give this tztaka. So the aniyim don't have. It's not shaykh to the sechiyus. They're not shaykh to the mamonis. Nevertheless, the Rabbeinu Chaim writes to be dibdur and luchud, and his dibur alone nase etzem hadover shel aniyim. V'dibur loy mhani rak linyan dechayil al chayvitz chaloshim tztaka v'nitvas bedin manas aniyim. So we saw that at lechayir it's a stira, because then he says that it does belong to the aniyim. So does it not belong to the aniyim? The mamon, does it belong to the aniyim? But based on what we said, we understand very beautifully what he meant, possibly. That be amira shel neder tztaka chol bezed avi chevze shel tztaka. It's a chevze of tztaka when he says it's going to tztaka, and therefore it should be shaykh to the aniyim. De bedibur lechud lasa netzim adarva shel aniyim. Vedibur lo imani rak linyin dechayil ala chevetz chaloshim tztaka vidit din manasim yetz maos aniyim. It should be maos aniyim. But nevertheless, the aniyim have no schus moment before. That's the key word over here, before. Yeah, it should be already theirs, but before they have no schus because it hasn't yet come into the gizbar. And that's where Rabbeinu Chaim wrote, the ikur schias aniyim b'dinei mamonis lo shayach klal l'din b'ficha zu tztaka. There's schias mamonis before in the mamonis isn't actualized when just with his verbal obligation. It has to come into the hands of the gizbar, and then it's before. You're right, it should go into their rishus because b'koach it's in their rishus, but before it isn't until it actually goes in the hands of the gizbar. But until then, it's still it's befall, not theirs, and therefore a person can be mishane. So Baruch Hashem, very very sweet Torah. Ben yitztaka kodem shiavu lidei gizbor shemutur l'shanoso, based on the Tosfos of Masor 8b, Erechin 6a, and Ritzos Hashem darkeinu. I hope that we are able to return to this topic. It's very fascinating. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Sweetest and most beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.